This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in, this is part 3 or 4 now of a sermon I preached a couple weeks ago, because at church we're about 4 chapters behind, or actually 4 chapters ahead. At church this Sunday, my sermon comes out of Romans chapter 12, and that is how to behave like a Christian. Starts with the words, let love be without hypocrisy. Love what is good, hate what is evil. So after all these chapters of Christian theology and then what on earth's happened to Israel, now in chapter 12, he's showing us how to live the Christian life, how to live right, how to live out everything I've been teaching to you. We started that last week with the message, be ye transformed. That is, be transformed from this world by the renewing of your mind. That was the first sermon. Now, this week here is the second one. You are invited. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Sunday morning at 10:30, we'd love to see you for this message. Behave like a Christian. Romans chapter 12. Here on the radio today, what's your prognosis? That's what we've been looking at. Romans 8, 28 and 29. For whom he foreknew, these he's predestined. The word pro horizo, where our English word horizon comes from. This word means to be marked out like stars or the horizon, to be marked out. But the word pro means to be marked out in advance. All this God has already done. That's what we're looking at. Let's get right to the word now. Love to see you this Sunday morning at Island Community Church. Here's part 3 of 4 now. What's your prognosis?
I don't make this up. I just preach it. Jesus said, if you're willing to receive it, this man is Elijah. I'm trying to show to you, your spirit is not born the day the doctor spanks you on the fanny. It's older than that. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. God's already done all of these things to you. Look at the handout. Look at all these things on here in his handout. Foreknown. He knew you in advance. He's predestined you in advance. He's called you in advance. He's justified you already. And he says, I don't know how, but he says he's glorified you. Let me move on. Prognosis. There was a man sent from alongside of God whose name was John. Prognosis. Man butchers prognosis all the time, doesn't he? What's your prognosis, weatherman? What does he say? He says a high of 90 and a 50% chance of rain. Or he might get that one right. Or a 90% chance of rain. And what happens? It doesn't rain. Where does he go? It's Florida. You might as well play pin the tail in a donkey. That's my point. Prognosis. You go to the doctor. What's your prognosis? What does he say? You got a 50% chance of dying. My cat could have told me that. You got a 50% chance of dying. Here, take all my money. $800 a month to have a doctor tell you you got a 50% chance of dying. That's the doctor's prognosis. That's the weatherman's prognosis. How about the phrase, the prognosticator? Have you ever heard of that? Same thing, isn't it? Prognosis, prognosticator. The prognosticator says the only thing certain in this world is death and taxes. Death and taxes. Where else can you find this word? How about Romans chapter 11, verse 2? Let's get a gander at that before we move on. Romans chapter 11, verse 2. We looked at the ironclad use and understanding of this world, of this word. God has already known you. And he's got a plan for you. Listen to this. Romans chapter 11. I say then, has God cast away his people? Certainly not, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Prognosco. Don't you know what your Bible says in Elijah? How he pleads with God against Israel. What follows is not important. What's the point there? God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. He knew in advance. Israel has not taken God by surprise. He's already known it. He knew they were going to fall. Not only did he know they were going to fall, let's see that that's part of God's plan. How about Acts chapter 4, verse 28. I'm getting ahead of myself. Peter preaching. Right after Pentecost, verse 27, for truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined beforehand to be done. Now that's actually the next word we're going to look at, prohorizo. Got a little ahead of myself, but anyway. Number two is God has predestined your soul to eternal life. The word pro horizo, like our word horizon. And pro means before. The word means to decree beforehand. It's kind of good news, is it not? That before you were born, your soul's been marked out in advance to spend eternity in the presence of God and with his son, Jesus Christ? Am I the only one here that thinks that's good news? Or are you going to shout when you walk out of here? Do you see how Paul can write now, what can man do to me? Or else, like we're going to look at next week when we build on this, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Friend, you were saved before he made the world. He chose you, called you, marked you out for salvation. What can any stinking devil do to you? Nothing. Don't fear him that can kill the body, Jesus said. Fear him that can kill body and soul in hell. Not the devil. Let me move forward here. Number three, God's called you. I love it. Starts with the word moreover. Like I said, I'm not done yet. Moreover, God has called you. Now, I've got the feeling this is the type of call that you don't say no to. Otherwise, that would make God powerless concerning your salvation. God's called you with an effectual calling. You will respond. Like the waves and the sea respond when he says, be still. And if he's done it before you were born, where's your resistance? See, I want you to see this has already happened to you. These things have already happened. God has called you. Greek word kaleo. Interesting word. Add para to it. What do you have? A proper name for Jesus Christ. Also the name for a lawyer. Paraclete. Someone called in alongside of. Add ek in front of it. Ekkleia. What do you got? The word for church. Ekklesia. Called out ones. Called out of what? Sin. Sin. You can't sin be a member of the church of Jesus Christ. You've missed it. You're called out of sin. This is what the word church means. Called out. You're called out of sin. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Come out from among them and be separate. Touch not what is unclean, and I will receive you. That's what the word church means. Ek with the word kaleo here. And this calling has already taken place in the past, just like the other two. God has foreknown you. God has predestined you. God has called you. Now again, we just looked at, I read this to you just a minute ago, to Acts 4:28. And my point was for that, is that Jesus' death was marked out in advance. Just like you are marked out in advance, Jesus' death was marked out in advance. Notice, it wasn't Pilate that did it. It wasn't Herod that did it. He did it. He did it. Let me read that again now that I say that. Let me just read that verse to you. Notice, listen to what Peter says. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate and the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand, capital Y, he's praying, to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined beforehand, pro horizo, to be done. That was the plan and the will of God. Isaiah 53 says the same thing. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. Why? This is part of his plan. Why? Well, because he loves you just that much is the reason why. God did all this because he loves you. God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, because he loves you. Just like Jesus said, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He does all this because he loves you. That's the reason why. Number four is God has justified you. My favorite. Greek word, dikaios. Not guilty in a court of law. Now this takes a God-sized gavel for this one. This is what not guilty means. Not guilty, it's a Greek legal word taken from the courtroom. That's when the judge hears your case.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.